We have to understand exactly how these whole things, these migrant crisis, this crime, this defund the police, everything is impacting what's happening in our cities, including one of the biggest cities in the entire country, how it's impacting it, right? And so I want to take y'all over to New York. Did y'all know that New York has literally deployed the National Guard into its subways in order to make sure that they get some kind of control of what's happening from all of the violent crime that's going on inside of our United States of the Americas? I bet you didn't know that. We're just going to stop off here real quick just to keep you guys informed.
Over 3.6 million people take the New York City subway every day.
I'm always mindful of my environment. I'm always looking.
This morning, the National Guard will be checking bags after a rash of violent assaults on the nation's largest train system. One high-profile case, this horrifying moment, a woman smashed cellist Ian Forrest in the head while he was performing on a subway platform.
A lot of pain. I didn't know what happened.
The increased security, part of the New York governor's plan to crack down on crime.
These brazen, heinous attacks on our subway system will not be tolerated.
It builds on the 1,000...
Antonio, you share this stream with your AKA auntie. We're going to release her from them demons.
Additional NYPD officers New York City's mayor ordered to patrol the trains last month after a reported 45% spike in transit crimes in January. The latest Gallup poll finds 77% of Americans believe crime is on the rise nationwide. But that perception is not the reality in most
places.
You're
right, Connie.
The FBI says violent crimes are actually on the decline after a nationwide surge in 2020. Still, some cities are facing big challenges. In Philadelphia, 8 teenagers were shot at a city bus stop, just hours after the transit police chief there pledged an aggressive push against all crimes on public transportation.
We're going to target every criminal code on the bus.
Despite the national trends, Washington, D.C. saw a historic spike in violent crimes last year, up 39%.
The bill's approved unanimously.
The D.C. Council passed a massive bill aimed to make the district safer, including increased penalties for some gun offenses and expanding the definition of carjacking. Here in New York City, Transit Chief Michael Kemper says the increased police presence on subways is a deterrent.
If anyone's thinking of coming into the subway system with a weapon, there's probably a good chance they're going to get caught.
Civil liberties groups here in New York City have called the governor's plan overreach and
Jesus Christ.
Overreaction. Meanwhile,
so violent crime across the board in our subway systems and where public transportation is important in order to keep the nation running, especially in the largest cities in America. And we always have some advocacy group that calls it overreaching and misunderstanding. I don't understand these advocacy groups. They're so confusing to me. It seems like advocacy should be based around what's best for the general public. Now, why wouldn't you want more police officers? Why wouldn't you want a stronger presence, not just to report and address what's going on with it when it comes to the criminal justice system, but also to deter what's happening in the criminal justice system? When I see police officers, I thank them. I love seeing police officers. I love seeing a stronger police presence around me because it means that I know for a fact that people have to think twice before they do something, you know, that they're not supposed to be doing. Because you know it's going to be much more difficult for you to be able to get away, and we not having it. I love it. Listen, police officers pull up on me all the time. When I'm walking in the streets of Detroit, I'm going to just keep my vlog camera on, and I'm going to let you see what happens. Yo, Anton, what's going on? Hey, man, keep doing what you're doing. We love what you got going on. When I go to the Pistons games, anybody that had ever seen me at a Pistons game or you see me vlog, you know, every single police officer, we give dap, we give hugs, we give play, we kick it. I know their names. They know my name. Even where I live at, out in the suburbs, right? Police officers is cool. Hey, man, what's going on, Anton? What's going on over here? They know my cars. They know my family. They know my daughter. They know exactly what's going on, when it's happening, and why it's going to happen. That's a blessing for me. Why would you advocate against something like this?
The NYPD reminds people, millions of people take this system every day without incident. They do say it is worth taking their long-standing advice on how to stay safe, watch your things, and at least lower the volume on those headsets that you wear or take them out entirely, Hoda.
Yeah. All right, Steph Goss, thank you so much. We take the subway a lot.
Fastest Almost every day.
Fastest way to get around New York. I'm glad there's extra protection down
yes,
there.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, so let me pivot for a minute because I believe that they went out and they found out what the people felt about the National Guard now patrolling the subway system in New York City.
But first tonight, Grand Central Terminal swarming with New York State troopers and members of the National Guard. It's part of Governor Hochul's new push to battle crime on the subways. Eyewitness News reporter Stefan Kim has details, including why the extra law enforcement is making some riders nervous.
At Grand Central Terminal tonight, during the thick of the evening rush, there was rhythm and blues in the background, drowned out by the relentless sound of the Metro card swipe. But in the foreground, there were M16s, part of the governor's five-part plan announced today aimed at combating subway crime. 750 National Guard soldiers, 250 state troopers and MTA police.
Just open your bag really quick.
And more random bag checks.
To those who are feeling anxious whenever they walk through those turnstiles, we will stop at nothing to keep you safe.
Some riders, though, not sure if it'll have the intended effect.
Wow, I didn't think it was at the point of National Guard needed.
More nervous because I feel like it's more of a threat happening versus just the police. So I don't think the National Guard would be a good idea.
Concerned.
You see what black people do? Honestly, you see what black people, they've been conditioned to think a certain way. So she gets more nervous because there's more security because of the optics, not because of the actual real safety that comes along with it. Did you hear this? Listen. She said, look, because it makes me feel like when I correct people when they're having these debates with me and I say, hey, listen. You don't want to say feel. That's a female thing. They get mad at me. What do you mean? Don't tell me what to feel. I feel like. And then these guys get sassy with me and they double down on it just because they don't like being corrected. And I'm cool with that. It's just the way that it is. But she says she feels like it seems like it's more of a threat. And so it's not good for optics. So they should remove them. So it's not necessarily about the safety of the people until it happens to you. Because then if and when it happens to you, when you get your head kicked in, then they're going to say, where was all of the police officers? Why are we doing more in order to deter crime? What is going on? Nobody cares until you're the one that's getting slapped in the face. Then you're going to want to know what the heck is going on with the police officers. Okay.
Harkening back to like 9/11.
Feels like a huge.
What does she say? What is the next person saying? Let me see what they're saying.
Take harkening back to like 9/11.
Feels like a huge overreaction and overreach.
Donna Lieberman is the executive director of the NY.
Feels like a huge overreaction and overreach. Okay.
CLU.
Calling out the National Guard in response to some incidents is not the way to go.
Stefan, they have this in Europe because of the terrorism threat in Europe, and no one seems to mind. You can get used to a lot of things.
Former NYPD chief of detectives and ABC News analyst Bob Boy says the larger issue is recidivism and mental health.
They need to be taken to a psychiatrist so they can get help, and there needs to be a plan after that to keep them into treatment.
The governor's plan calls for more resources for mental health outreach teams targeting the mentally ill.
So if somebody slaps you in a subway, I just want to make sure that we all clear. If somebody slaps you in a subway, it's important for us to address the mental health of that person. Hey, let's deploy a mental health team. Hey, excuse me, sir. Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling secure within yourself? It's important for us to be able to address your issues. I'm sorry. Give me your name, and I want to make sure that you get the proper treatment for why it is that you slapped the back of that person's head and pushed them over on the train tracks. Jesus Christ. Y'all know therapy is already a scam?
It also focuses on repeat offenders. Governor Hochul wants judges to be able to ban someone from the transit system for at least 3 years if they've been convicted of a violent crime.
Yeah, listen, we're not going to let you walk down into the transit system and scan your card that we have no idea of identifying whether or not you actually banned from the system or not. Yeah, that sounds like it works.
Who they are. They'll flag the criminal history at the time of arrest so it can be fully considered when decisions regarding charging and bail are made.
Why? Listen, man, listen to these fools. Are y'all listening to y'all politicians?
We arresting people 100 times, and once we make the arrest, why are they back out within a day or two sometimes?
Experts say the deployment of National Guard is not sustainable long term, likely only a few months, just in time to make riders feel safe when congestion pricing goes into effect.
This is insane. It's absolutely insane.